Today, Tuesday, 24 May, is party primary runoff day in Texas, and voters will make key choices around the state. Will folks actually vote for change they claim they want, or will they choose for more of the same? Today's Pratt on Texas will extend beyond 7 p.m. to cover election returns with my network partner, Rob Snyder, joining in. We'll be watching the race for the Texas 19th Congressional District to learn if another governing class insider will make it to Congress or a self-made political outsider will prevail. We'll be watching other big runoffs in Texas, too. Texas Senate District 1 in East Texas around the Tyler area is a big race to settle, as is that for Texas Senate District 24, covering parts of the big country all the way to the Hill Country and the Austin exurbs. East Texas House District District 5 features a big race, as does House District 18 and 128 in Southeast Texas. There are two big House race runoffs in the North Metroplex, in HD 83, the Frisco area, and HD 73 in Denton. All of these races could result in pickups for the Joe Strauss moderate wing of the GOP, or conservatives could hold a couple and even pick up positions. The nastiest race in the state has to be the HD 73 seat, where a Strauss incumbent, Representative Doug Miller, has gone over the top to save his job from a conservative challenger. Add to that two important runoffs for the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals and a railroad commissioner slot, and we've a full plate to track tonight. If your affiliate doesn't carry the extended coverage, listen online. Most importantly, if you hadn't voted early, get to the polls between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. and get it done. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.